But for the saints of God, if we're talking about rewards, that's going to take place after the rapture.
Yes.
I think there will be scenes of the coming and the rites of Christ in that book. But if we're talking the thought of the rewards, that's where it takes place. But I just want to also occupy ourselves back with what was ended, the person. And that's what Christ wanted to highlight. That's why what he said in Revelation chapter 1 and what he said in the last chapter, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and ending, the first and the last. And the thought that I will share is something that really touched deep my soul, is how the Lord is presenting himself. I am the Alpha, the Omega. That's his word. Anything pertaining the word, it's found in him. He is the word. I am the Alpha, the Omega. The beginning and ending, that's his work. And dear saints, the first and the last, that's his person. And if the soul is occupied with the word, with the work, and with his person, there's nothing greater than this.
If you just want to quickly turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Just David's question there. Especially with John's writings, he's not always so clear when it comes to rapture, or I was just saying not so clear, that's not right. It's less distinct with John than with Paul. But now with Paul even, when we come to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we didn't touch on this, but we have in verse 1, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and kingdom. Then we get in verse 8 that there's a crown of righteousness laid up, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And not only to me, or not to me only, but also unto them that love his appearing. And then we get in verse 18, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul's doxology, his last doxology. So here we have the appearing, and we have the kingdom. Now the rewards are not connected with the rapture, but with the appearing. And the appearing initiates the introduction of the kingdom into the world. But sometimes we dice up the kingdom too much and put it off into the future. Because Paul says in verse 18 that he will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. There's a present aspect of it, that he was going to depart and be with the Lord. In a sense, the kingdom is already now. And he would enjoy the presence of the Lord at his death, at his martyrdom. But he's waiting, too, for the appearing of the kingdom, manifestly, when the rewards will come. So to say whether Revelation 22 is the rapture or the appearing of kingdom, I'm not absolutely sure, but probably the general thought that if the shoe fits, wear it, type of thing.
Would you say, Brother Brian, that if it comes to the rewards of the saints, for we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ? That takes place after the rapture. The display of these rewards will be in the coming day, the display of them. But the receiving of them will be in that setting, if you will, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Judgment. Yes, the judgment seat of Christ. But the thought behind it, again, as the parting words of Revelation, it seems to me more and more it is the highlight of the person. Rewards are there, everything else is there, but we need to be in the mind of the Spirit of God, that it really generated a response earlier, that the only thing we're crying for is for the person himself.
And I don't want to take away the affection part. Forget about the reward for a second. Just let's forget about the reward and all of that. Because we are always motivated by something. From when we were young, if you do this, you'll get this. But how about just affection for him? Even if he doesn't give me anything. After all, he gave me all. Really, the idea of, because it is a bride there. It is a bride. It is the morning, the bright and the morning star. The Son of Righteousness is not there yet. It's a bright and the morning star. It is the churches. It's really, and I understand, I mean, that's the beauty about the Bible study. We could look at it from different ways. But could you just leave me with this matter of my heart affection toward him? That's what will motivate me to make me waiting for his coming. That's why when he said my reward is with me, some of us might say, well, wait a second, I didn't finish the work yet. I want to do more. But when it comes to his person, and I think that's, I don't want to tarnish that at all. The idea that I, Jesus, the one who loved me and gave himself for me, my heart desire and yearning is to be with him. It doesn't matter what he's going to give or not. Just the idea of heart affection. And that's where the response, the bride, spirit and the bride shall say come. Just leave that with me, please. Don't take it away.
You had already stated in verse 12, I come quickly, my reward is with me. There is no response to that. But when you come to the verse that we're making reference to in verse 16, 17, it is absolutely the person that's before you, and therefore the affections are stirred.
Didn't see it fast.
I agree with everyone. And I believe what we just stated, the affections are very, very real. And that's a key point for our hearts. But having one thing doesn't do away with the other. I mean, there's so such an abundance of honors that are his. And we associated with him. He's the heir of all things. He's the heir of God, and we are joint heirs with him. Well, that's not rewards, or that's not simply affection. But there's definitely rewards, a position that we occupy. But I look at it this way, and I've read this, and I think it was excellent. Here's a monarch, a king, a mighty king, and all the domain, the countries, everything is subject to him. And the news media blow this up, you know, and write about how wealthy, how great this man is, this king. And there's the bride beside him, and he's my bridegroom. She's right there at his side. She has a relationship with him that all the others, he's king over everything. But he is not over me. We are together. The bride shares with him the joys of heaven and in an intimate way. But above all, as we've had here, enjoys his affections in a very, very special way. That is, I think, sums this up. You give him place in every area. He has the first preeminent place, no matter what we talk about. But our place is a unique one that none other shares, but we, this church.